Over the course of a few days, I've seen a lot of tweeting about Michael Jackson's children not being his. And I have voiced my opinion on this many times. I've gotten angry about it. Then I've decided to be calm about it. Then I've told people, ignore folks who say these things because what they say does not matter. It doesn't change what Michael said, what came out of his mouth. The relationship that he had with his children. It does not change anything. So I was listening to one of my favorite programs this morning, and he said something. He answered a question of a caller. And I'm going to play the caller asking the question, and I want you to listen to Mr. Fuller's response.
From a white suit. Well, no. First of all, do you believe black people can be successful without white people? And that's my only question. I have to stay on the line. Appreciate it, Mr. Bobby. All right, sir.
Do I believe that black people can be successful without white people? I don't.
Yes, within the
think so.
Yes.
I really don't think so. I think that white people are put here for a purpose. And black people are put here for a purpose. And all creatures and all things were put here for a purpose. Some older people used to say, and I remember it, God didn't make no junk. People make junk. But God, the creator of the universe, didn't make no junk at all. And so, there are some people who say that, well, God didn't make white people. White people came from black people. So black people made white people. And that could be true. I would have seen evidence where you can put people of color together and you will come up with a person of color. Or you can put two people of color together and they can come up with a white person. And that's been shown just by people witnessing that happening. So getting to the question, you might say, well, why are white people here if they are not able to function in a way that you have justice in a world that has white people and black people and trees, and water, and alligators, can they be successful in harmony with one another? Well, there are some scholars, mostly Bible scholars, who say at one time, not all say this, but at one time, it was that way. They said they had a place called Eden that was that way. But then some things kind of got out of hand. One of the kind of things started being done that shouldn't have been done. Now that's all very argumentative even to this day. But in answer to the question, yes, I think that everything that is ever created by the Creator, including all the billions of stars out there, serve a purpose, even though we may not know what that purpose is. But that people have a tendency to mess things up that are in their natural form don't get messed up. But when people start tampering with things, one thing starts happening after another.
Mm-hmm.
When people do quit things that they are provided, things that shouldn't be done.
Mm-hmm.
But the compensatory code says there's something built in the people that when people mess up things, they can straighten it out. Anything done by people, any errors made by people, can be corrected by people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people say that they're saying, you know, the environment, it ain't no comeback. But whatever created the environment can make it come back. So if we believe that something created everything that we're looking at, whatever created that, whatever it is, a leaf on a tree, a drop of water, don't worry about it. It can be straightened out by whatever created it. That's logic.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. All right, thank you to Toussaint. I'm working on you, Be Good One, and I'll get right back to you. Let's do this. You're listening to the Counter Racist Code Show with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And we thank you for listening here. And if you'd like to get in contact in the remaining 32 minutes, you can by calling 516-453-9921. Press the number one button if you want to be heard. But we're not, I was told that you probably shouldn't do that right now. But chances are you will not be heard today. But if
so, my point in that is the reason why I play that for you guys is because I wanted you to hear. He is just turned 93, October the 6th. Happy birthday, Mr. Fuller. Happy belated birthday. And he is somebody that I have been listening to for quite some time now. And I am learning how to try and communicate better and to express myself. I may not get to the level that I want to get to. I may not get to where I want to get to, but I'm trying, at least. I'm trying to make an effort. In response to a lot of things, I've been not very smart in my responses or explaining what I mean. I lack a lot of patience with people because I feel like we're all adults. We should understand what we're doing and what's going on. And a lot of us do. And some of us just really don't get it. So I wanted to play that in response to the questioning of Michael's children and who their parents are. I think it's really important for people to understand that genetics works mysteriously, and we don't know how our children are going to look. I've told people many times when I was a newborn, my dad, my biological father, didn't believe that I was his child because I was so light. As I got older, you know, babies look like babies, but as I got a little older, people were starting to question who I looked like. They were like, who does she look like? Because she doesn't look like her mom. She doesn't look like her dad. And so as I got older, my father's relatives, because I went to my grandfather's church, which was my father's father. So his side of the family knew my grandmother, who was nobody had ever seen her. Because my grandfather became a pastor when he married my step-grandmother. I don't know if they got married before or after, but anyway, all people knew were my step-grandmother. And they knew that my dad had a different mother. So they were like, you know, they'd never seen her, never seen my grandmother. And so they were like, who does she look like? Like, you know. And so I grew up with this. So I know how it feels to have people question you. I also grew up with colorism. My mother used to talk about how light I was against her. And she used to talk about how her sister was lighter than her and what she went through and things like that. So I got a lot of the negativity from my mother towards me because I was lighter skinned. So when people are questioning your parentage and questioning your blackness and questioning who you are as a person, it's very, very difficult for me to ignore. I have to say something because I went through that experience, so I have to give people something else to look for and something else to help their minds, understand that, look, this happens to people and you really should not be having these types of discussions about people and their lives and something so personal. I never like sat and looked at a child or anybody and said their parents don't look like their parents, or I'm shocked to see that those are their parents, things like I don't discuss intimate details like that because it's very hurtful, it's very damaging, and it's one of the worst things you could do to somebody to question their parentage or to talk about who their parent is or who you believe their parent isn't. It's very embarrassing to hear that come out of somebody's mouth because it shows me who they are. And I try not to judge people off of photos or what they tweet or anything like that. But when somebody takes the time to tweet something so ugly, I say to myself, that's a person that went through the effort to put something up really ugly. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to give that person any of my energy and any of my time. When you continuously talk about things like this, and you know it's hurtful, and you know it's spiteful, and you know it's mean, and you keep going on and on and on about it, somebody has to stand up and say something. The question of parentage of Michael Jackson's children have been a topic of discussion for people since they were born. And I think that it is time for people to start talking about it, to address it, and to help people understand. Even if it's just a look, it's not your business, stop talking about it. Like, people need to start being held responsible for letting irresponsible things come out of their mouth. And I feel like people who say, like, that's not your mom or that's not your dad, that's slanderous. That's slander. Wait, is it libel or slander? Hold on one second. Let me look at my. I'm gonna have to go and look at Google for a second because I get libel and slander mixed up. One second. The action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging a person's reputation. That's not quite slander, but and then verb is make false and damaging statements about someone. So the damaging part of it is where you are really hurting somebody in their psyche, and it could really damage them mentally. Because they think one thing about themselves, but then there's other people out here saying this. So then they just start questioning themselves. So this can get to a point to where people need to start going to court for this. Somebody needs to hand somebody some papers for talking about who's the daddy and who's the mama. Because that's between the daddies and the mamas of the entire situation. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. I don't care what Ron Burnett said. Burnett, I think his name was Ron Burnett. Let me see. Who was this guy that said that he was the parent of Michael Jackson's children? Hold on one second. Mark Lester. Mark Lester confessed he was the father of Michael Jackson's children. This Daily Mail, this is a Daily Mail article. He fathered Paris and Prince before Michael, 4 months before he died. Mark Lester was the father of Paris and Prince 4 months before he died, claims friends. He actually died? Wait. 2013. How did they do Chase the Truth with this guy? Four months before Michael died. Okay. Mark Lester was in Chase the Truth with one of his daughters. And they say that one of his daughters looks like Paris. So Jason Pfeiffer is saying that Michael Jackson confessed everything to him about the paternity of his children, Paris and Prince. I don't know who the fuck this Jason Pfeiffer is. I see black all day long when I look at Michael's kids. I don't know what's wrong with people. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. But listening to Mr. Fuller just gave me the validation that I needed. Even though he said people of color, it still gave me the validation that I needed, because Mr. Fuller didn't say if a person is brighter skin and a person of color, or if a person is dark skin and a person of color, they can produce a child that looks white. He said, if two people of color have a child, they can produce a child that looks white. And the evidence has been shown over and over again. I don't understand what people's problem is. Michael Jackson had children with a white woman, had two children with a white woman that everybody says looks white. But you have two black people that can produce, two people of color, excuse me, two people of color that can produce a child that looks white. My elder is telling me this. A highly respected man has answered a question of a caller. And in that question, in his answer, he validated exactly what I always thought. It is possible for two people that have melanin in their skin to have a child that looks white. It's possible. So, I don't know who Jason Pfeiffer is. It sounds like a piece of shit. And so, let me look at what Mark Lester said. I think Mark Lester actually did interviews. Oh, crap. All right. And Michael Jackson's children, Mark Lester. And January 25th, 2019. Now that's when the Lion Ass film came out. That's right around the time the Lion Ass film came out. So this article comes out. Michael Jackson was said to have asked his close friend Mark Lester to provide him sperm, and the actor faced a grilling on TV today. The 60-year-old actor discussed an upcoming Channel 4 documentary which features interviews with alleged sexual assault victims of the King of Pop, and was asked by the presenters about stories that he was apparently the singer's sperm donor. Mark, I want to ask you this, Iman said. You say that you were a sperm donor for Michael Jackson, and you said that I was a sperm donor for, you said that I was a sperm donor for Michael. I had four children, and he said, how did you do it? What do you mean, how do you do it? He replied. I think, again, extending his nativity, he knew how to do it. I think he was going on the fact how I was so fertile and what the secret was, and I couldn't answer that. Remembering the moment he was asked, Mark said, I thought it was a joke at first. Michael had three children, Michael Jackson Jr. and Paris Jackson with Debbie Rowe and Prince Michael Jackson. Do any of Michael Jackson's children have your genetics? Asked Iman. Regardless of who the so-called biological father is or whatever, Michael raised those children as his own, he replied. You must wonder, asked Ruth, with Iman adding, there may be physical similarities between yourself and Paris. If you realized you were the biological father of that girl, is that not weird? Mark said, it was something that was given and discarded, and Michael brought those kids up. And that's the end of the article. So, Paris... they posted a picture up of Paris from her Instagram, because Paris is on Instagram highly. So July 24th, 2018, this is the Instagram post that was in the article that I just read. And the article is from Smooth Radio. Oliver Starr, Mike Lester answers awkward questions on being Michael Jackson's sperm donor. And Smooth Radio has been on Twitter heavy, pushing a lot of Michael's music, doing different things such as having people they'll put up like little quiz questions about Michael and all this shit. And I'm like, I'm not even going to entertain them. And I didn't even know who they were. It was like, everybody should go to Smooth Radio and da-da-da. And I think I've even seen Taj say something about Smooth Radio. I could be wrong. But anyway, let's read what Paris wrote on July 24th, 2018. And remember, I said that this particular post, was put up in the article that I just read. From Smooth Radio. Stoked to share a preview image of the campaign I shot with Golden Goose Deluxe Brand. I had a great time with the GGDB family and fell madly in love with Venice, Italy. It was a dream come true being there, and not to mention being able to work with my favorite glam team in the world. Venice is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to in my life. I'm so grateful for the whole experience. Thank you, GGDB. Now, I'm guessing the reason why they posted up that picture of Paris is because they wanted people to compare Mark Lester's appearance with Paris and to say, oh yeah, I can see that she looks like Mark Lester. And so... when you say things like that, it's just like ridiculous to me that people would even think that, that people would even talk about Michael Jackson's children's parentage. But it strings along in the black community the lie that Michael didn't like being black, he didn't like black people. And that the white people who murdered him, you know, these people that were around Michael, not the people who murdered him, but these people who were around Michael wanted Michael to be white. They forced him to have white kids and all this kind of shit. So a lot of black people believe this shit about Michael. This is so frustrating for me not to respond to this. But when I heard my elder speaking today, I was like, I gotta put this message forth for others to hear. And I didn't cut anything. I didn't make it to where it was favorable to how I felt about the whole situation. He didn't talk about Michael Jackson's children specifically. He didn't discuss anybody specifically. He was just answering a question. And in his answer, I found my validation. That's what I wanted to share with you guys. I'm not trying to take credit or make it seem like Mr. Fuller was talking to me. I just feel validated and I feel humbled that my elder is still out here talking and he is preaching truth because it is truth. When two people have children, you don't know what that child is going to end up looking like. Unless that child's one of their parents is a person of color, then you are not going to know what that child is actually going to come out looking like. A lot of black people mentally think that they can look at a black child and see that black child. But a lot of you out here are looking at children who are black, but they're actually, I mean, you're looking at a child who is black, but to you, visually, they look white. And that's one of the saddest things about my community. I know I'll never change and I'll never fix. And I think that's one of the barriers. I think that's one of the things that separates myself from people who think like this. And it lessens my chance of being able to help black people understand who Michael Jackson really was. Because they're so stuck on looking at his children, they can't appreciate Michael Jackson, the black man that he is. They can't appreciate him because they question what he said about his own children. And so when you do that, in my opinion, you are making it so that people look at Michael some kind of way. Because you're pushing that false narrative. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you understood where I was coming from. I feel like this is a topic of discussion that nobody should let come out of their mouth, simply because of I know personally how it feels to hear somebody say that that's not really your dad. I didn't hear it when I was a little girl. But I felt the effects of how my mother treated me because of the color of my skin, how, you know. And so hearing as an adult that people questioned, my great aunt, she just told me this like last month. I was like, people actually were asking you whose child I was, like who my dad was, like who did I look like? People were actually questioning, like, I couldn't believe this shit. I was like, what? Like I'm black. Like how can you not tell that I'm black? But then you want to say that my dad is not really my dad. Like you and I don't look like my mom. And people knew and saw my mom pregnant and they knew that she gave birth to me. Were they thinking that I was switched at birth or some shit? Like what the fuck is wrong with people? And how they question who your parents are. Like that's fucking stupid. So, I grew up never wanting to do that to anybody. I never fucking did that to people. And when I had my sons, I made sure they knew who their fathers were. I made sure that people knew who their fathers were. And somebody did that to my older son. When he was born, he was like really light. They had to put him, no, he didn't, he wasn't under the lights because he had jaundice. That was my younger son. But he was real light. And I brought my son to work to one of to my job when I was in the Coast Guard, and my mother was holding him, and he wanted somebody that I worked with. He was so fucking rude, and he looked at my son. He's like, he looks kind of light to me, you know. And he started laughing, and he walked away with my mom standing there. He said that ignorant ass shit. And this is a lot. This is one of the things about black people, about some black people that really fuck us up as a community, is that you say really ignorant ass shit like that, you know? And people see that and they treat you a certain way. And I think a lot of times when you're black and you let ignorant shit like that come out your mouth and people see you, You don't correlate that with how your life goes. You don't put two and two together. You think, oh, white people just hate me. But they see you and how you treat your own people. So they're not going to have respect for you. You see what I'm saying? So when you don't have respect for your own people, greatest entertainer that's ever lived, you have people that are not white treating this man better than his own people treat him. Talk about him better and defend him better than some of the people in the black community. And that is fucking shameful. And I will never give up on this fan base, because there are people in this fan base that ride and die for Michael Jackson. And that's how his people should be. And there are some people in the black community that do that. And I thank God for you. You give me the strength to keep going and being who I am and wanting to change the way that I do things. You give me the strength to want to continue doing what I do. And I appreciate you all so, so much. So when I get information like this, I want to share it with you. I want to make sure that you understand that I hear you, that I know that you're there, and that your feelings are just as valid as anybody else's. I don't care what color you are. Your feelings matter to me. I want to understand why a person thinks or says what they say. But when you get disrespectful, when you get ugly, I can't listen to you anymore. I can't pay attention to you anymore. I have to go on and do the things that I need to do to make sure that the truth and facts get out there about Michael Jackson. People need to start seeing him as the human being that he showed us all. People need to see him as the strong black man that he showed us all. And if some people want to go and disregard parts of his life and enjoy other parts of his life, they want to section him off and they don't want to enjoy the entire being that Michael Jackson was, I don't have time for you. I don't have time for you. You've got to enjoy everything about Michael. You got to see who he was, because until you see who he is, you will never be able to see your greatness. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting me. Love all.